Now we have our second feature, written by Danielle Champ and read by Richard Matthew. Extraordinary images taken by a diver reveal more details of an RAF bomber ditched more than 80 years ago.
New images taken by a diver off the coast of Norfolk have revealed an RAF bomber that was abandoned by its crew more than 80 years ago. On September the 1st, 1940, a Handler Page Hampden was ditched in the North Sea when it ran out of fuel. More than 80 years later, more remains of the plane from 44 Squadron, based at Waddington, have been found. Rob Spray, chairman of the Marine Conservation for Norfolk Action Group, discovered the wreck near Salthouse while on a wildlife dive. Only three Hampdens currently exist in the world, with efforts being made to restore them. Mr. Spray said, "They are really rare. I believe there are only three of them left." He described finding the 2-metre propeller as an eerie experience as it loomed closer in water several metres deep. "Everything down there is quite dark, and so when you come across a looming object like this, it's quite something," he said. The images taken by Mr. Spray show the extent to which sea life has made the wreck their home. He added, "The plane is filled with prawns and lobsters. The sea itself is pretty gentle, and it just weathers out through all of the storms it endures." Mr. Spray does not think the bomber will be recovered owing to its fragility, but believes that there is an equal importance in it remaining on display in the ocean. "The wreck is very fragile, but it can now serve as a happy monument," he said. "For that crew, it was just another day in the office, and they were people just trying to get on with another job. But this shows us the extent of that. Some things you want to stay in place. That is powerful as well." There are other pieces of the bomber found off Salthouse on display at an aviation museum in Suffolk, and they were found in 1975. One of them includes the engine exhaust collector ring, the other of which was discovered during Mr. Spray's dive. Bob Collis, a historian for the Norfolk and Suffolk Aviation Museum in Flixton, said, "The exhaust collector ring would have helped deter ice from forming on the front of the engine nacelles in flight. This item is made of steel and was separated from the engine unit and is still displayed in a badly corroded condition in our RAF Bomber Command Museum building." He added, "Mr. Spray's discovery is a reminder that the Second World War wasn't fought with just Spitfires. But we must also remember that it wasn't just about the machinery either. It was also about the people." To support the Marine Conservation for Norfolk Action Group, which helps protect wildlife along the coast, go to the website mcnag.org. That's mcnag.org.
Thank you, Richard.